Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast.
Hi, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today I'm joined by Don Mulder, who is the president of Wisconsin Amateur Hockey Association, and we're up here in Eagle River, Wisconsin, at the 2012 Labatt Blue USA Hockey Pond Hockey Championship. Don, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here, Harry.
So, Don, obviously this is a great event, and it's come a long way since its inception. Can you talk a little bit about how, you know, the early days of when you guys came up with the idea to have this pond hockey event?
2004, 2005, there was a bunch of us on the adult council at the winter meeting in, I believe it was Orlando, it could have been Miami. But it was at the midwinter meeting, and we were looking, we were talking about pond hockey because people were talking what a great event it would be for the adult program. And the idea came up, and I, being from Wisconsin and being where it's cold, naturally cold, Mr. Coleman, of course, was in the audience, and he says, "We have the perfect place in Eagle River, Wisconsin." And he says, "It's Dollar Lake." He said, "We've got the volunteers that can take care of it." We went, he made a phone call to Pat Weber up here, and from that day on, John Beadle, the adult council, got together, and it's just been an unbelievable event. It's just, it gets bigger and better every year.
You know, you talk about Mr. Coleman, that's Don Coleman, who obviously did so much for hockey over the years. He'd be looking down on us right now. He'd be smiling about how this event's grown.
Just a huge smile. When we started with 42 teams, and I think we had like 286 or something like this year, we looked at each other, and we were really happy with the start with the 40 teams or the 42 teams. In fact, in Wisconsin, we even changed the playoff weekends for youth hockey because so our coaches could be part of this. This used to be our playoff for our regional tournaments. We moved that back a week so that our coaches could participate, and that, too, did help the growth of the game here. It's just, I wish Donnie was around to see it. He's the guy, he's the reason why Wisconsin is where it's at today. Director Emeritus for USA Hockey, he was the head of the adult council. He was vice president for about five, 6 years, years ago. And the growth is there, the game is here in Wisconsin is because of Don.
Absolutely. You know, he was obviously a great guy and did so much for the game, and people up in Wisconsin and around USA Hockey owe him a huge debt.
The respect that gentleman has throughout the United States was just incredible. It was just great to say he was a friend.
Absolutely. Yeah. This event, like you said, has grown from 42 teams to now over 280 teams. What do you think it is about pond hockey that brings so many people out here to play in this event?
I think it's just a camaraderie with hockey people in general. I don't know if the youth, you know, it's a family event. Everybody gets together. We've got teams now, the guys that are from five, six different states. They all come here because this is the only time they get together. It's just, I don't know what it is. There's something special about hockey people. Once you have it in your blood, you're there. You're hooked. You're history.
Absolutely. Can you talk about Eagle River? There's a lot of places that hold pond hockey tournaments, whether it's in the United States or in Canada or stuff like that. But there's something about being here in Eagle River, the people that help put this event.
It's the winter wonderland of the Midwest or North America, whatever you want to call it. It's just a great setting. It doesn't get more beautiful than what Dollar Lake is, surrounded by pines and a few summer homes. The way the whole community rolls out the red carpet for this event, I mean, it's like it's a community event. Wherever you go, you're welcomed. The places love to see it. And, of course, they reimburse them with spending a lot of money. So it's, one hand feeds the other. It's just huge.
Absolutely. What would you tell somebody who maybe has thought about or read about this event and maybe is on the fence or whatever? What would you tell them to sell them to get in here next year?
What I would tell any person is, we read about it, we see it in the paper. Last year we seen it on NBC TV, and they did a great job advertising. It was a great tool. But unless you actually have to come here to see what it's all about, and once you're here, you're going to be coming back year after year after year.
Absolutely. Where do you see this event? I mean, how much bigger can it get?
We've got room for more rinks if we can talk our volunteer fire department into, we're up to 24 sheets now. I would like to see another four sheets so we get up a little over 300 teams. I mean, we got 511 games now. That's a lot. We have to be reasonable. We understand families with vacations and it's usually, it's just, you know, the guys take off. The only thing that we do have to work, we got to have real jobs so we can come and play this stuff. But I would like to see it. I would like to see another four sheets of ice. And if that's going to happen in the next year or two, I'm not sure.
Absolutely.
That would be the guys, you know, that for work for USA Hockey, the adult department, they just do a fantastic job. I can't give them enough credit. And every year it gets better.
It does. It really does. It's been a great event being up here. And I like what you said, I think anybody who's ever thought about playing hockey, I mean, this is the place to play.
It's got
to
be. It's a must. What do they put? Put it on your Craigslist or your wish list or whatever it's
going to be. Absolutely. This is on your bucket list. It's got to be on your bucket list. Well, Don, thanks so much for taking the time. And thanks for, you know, everything that you do for USA Hockey in the state of Wisconsin and on a national level. And we look forward to coming back up here next year.
Harry, the important thing is, and everybody's got to remember, no matter what you're doing, first of all, it's for the kids, and second of all, you got to have fun doing it.
Absolutely. All right. Got some big kids up here.
They're kids at heart. They're kids at heart. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Well, that's it for another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Make sure you stick around next week when we'll have more news from around the hockey world.